Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey! What's up, you guys? Welcome to the Married at First Sight Australia version, Season 7, and we'll be covering episodes 2, 3, and 4. I'm your host, Lanisha, only one of your hosts, because I cannot do it without my bachelors over here. One of them, give it up for Tyler Tyson.
What's up, y'all? What's up? What's up? What's up? Hey.
And then down below on my computer is Elgin Ball.
Yo, what's up, everybody?
Okay. And I would like to give a special thanks to AfterBuzz for allowing us to take that big pause that we definitely needed to focus on the Black Lives Matter movement. Thank you, AfterBuzz, for supporting us in our movement. Okay? You guys ready to get started?
Let's do this.
Oh, for sure.
This was a crazy season. So, episodes. So I need to know from you guys, overall, what do you guys think about these six couples? Tyler, I'm going to start with you.
Well, they all have so many issues, and you know, I'm not excited about any of the couples. None of the couples thrill me. None of them really excite me to the point where I'm like, oh, I can't wait to watch next week's episode, or I can't wait to see what's next. I'm literally just like, all right, well, I kind of saw this coming. Oh, well, I'm not surprised here. Oh, you have trust issues. I figured you did. Like, it's all kind of predictable, unfortunately. So I'm a little slightly irritated and bored, slightly.
Wow. Okay, Elgin, what about you?
Well, look, here's the thing. You know, I was entertaining the idea of getting into a relationship in 2020, maybe 2021. But then I'm watching this show and I feel like I'm going to be good for a little bit of a while, because it's just like people want one thing and then they want the other thing, and then they don't want both of those things, but then they want something else. Or some people just don't know what they want at all. So it's like, dang, like, well, what do you really want in life? You know? It's just like a lot of, especially like in the beginning of their relationship, it was like a lot of cap going on. I'm like, I don't know. I have no idea. So it's very interesting.
Interesting. And you're new to the Married at First Sight family too.
Yes, I am.
And both of you guys. Oh,
yeah, this is my first time ever kind of covering this show.
So. Well, I will definitely say that the Australian version is definitely more spicy than the American version. And I think Australia has a little bit more money than America, because they're going on all these different honeymoons, okay?
We need to cancel the American version then. If this is spicy, then why are y'all watching the American version?
But that's why?
Well...
We don't know. We're just telling America to up your game. That's all we say.
Up your game.
We don't have to cancel, but up the game. That's all we saying, okay?
Well, up a lot of things, but yeah.
So we're going to start with the first couple. Tyler and our other host, Mike, who couldn't be here. We miss you, Mike. You guys covered episode 1. So we're going to talk about Poppy and Luke and their honeymoon. Mm-hmm. So I need to know what you guys thought about their air balloon. Beautiful, luxurious honeymoon where she was clearly scared of heights but got over her fear. What did you guys think of that date? Elgin, we'll start with you.
Very, very so-so. Like, it really wasn't doing nothing for me. Like, it kind of felt like an episode of just like an animated series, kind of like, look, you're facing their fear. You know, like a kid's cartoon. Like, it gave me very much Paw Patrol. I didn't go cat. But I feel like there's no connection between them. I feel like they're just friends. And that lady really don't want to be there. She want to be with her kid. So maybe she should spend some time with her kids before officially going out into the dating field. Because I feel like it's something that she's half in at some point, and then she's half out for the most part. So it's like, priorities.
Yeah, I agree with Elgin. The sad part is this is actually one of the couples I really liked. Like, I was excited about their storyline. I was excited about the fact that she had kids, he had kids. And then, you know, at their wedding, which we already covered, they kind of had this moment where they were like, they liked each other, but then there was like some issues, but then they came back. So I was really, really hopeful for this couple. But at the same time, the fault for me lies squarely on Poppy. And like Elgin said, you know, you knew you were coming on this show. The whole premise of the show is that you're going to find love. You knew that you were going to be away from your kids. My question is, one, why didn't you bring the kids with you to be at least part of the wedding? I don't see why you wouldn't involve them in this process, because hopefully he's actually going to be the one, you know, that you end up with. So you don't want to spring the surprise on them like, oh, surprise, here's your new stepfather or something like that. So why not include them in the process? So I was a little irritated about that. And then it's like, if you decide not to bring your kids, I don't want to hear every 5 minutes you complaining about your kids. There's FaceTime, there's phone calls, there's emails. You can get on PlayStation 2. Like, there's so many PlayStation 4. There's so many ways that you can communicate with your kids. So I don't understand what the problem is. If it's going to be that big of an issue, ma'am, then be a single mother. And that's not being mean or anything. There's nothing wrong with being a single mother. But just know where you are. People need to be honest is what I'm getting at. People have an issue, and that's across the board. This show, life in general, racism, all of it. If people would just be honest, we would not have any issues. People just can't be honest. I don't know why people have a hard time being honest with themselves.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I do agree with you guys as far as the spark being there. I am debating to see if the kids not being at the wedding is her choice or production's choice, because her kids were younger than some of these other cast members. I don't know if it was like maybe a production thing where, oh, you can't have your kids be on set. I don't know. But I agree with you. I would have loved to have my kids at my wedding, so I probably just wouldn't have went through with the experiment at all.
The chat is they already popping. Shout out to YFT. Shout out to you. And then also 42420, he or she basically said that Poppy is extremely overdramatic, and they said preach. I don't know if they're talking about all three of us, but they just said preach. So thank you, 42420. We're gonna keep preaching the good word.
Yes. Well, we're going to keep on preaching. At least let's talk about a couple that's actually doing good, which is Kathy and Joshua. The heat is there, you guys. Obviously, at first, obviously she was dealing with the attraction thing. We found out that he is attracted to her. And on this honeymoon, she wanted things to get a little bit more spicy. She found out that they could joke together. Okay. He is attracted. But now she wants to see, is the romance there? And she tried to do it in that hot tub. I want to know what you guys think of that. See you, Elgin. So go ahead.
Go ahead, Elgin.
Here's my thing. Right. Here's my thing with that whole situation. Because I feel like out of everybody, they do have the most chemistry, per se. And let me just get down to brass tacks. They a little bit too fast. Like, they just do it too much. Like,
they married!
That's so like, what you mean? There's no such thing as too fast. What you talking about?
Okay, at first sight.
But look, this is why, this is my theory on them. Like, they're the most compatible, but they're probably the most likely to break up, because I feel like they just got married like 2 days before their honeymoon. And they already like in this space where they haven't gotten to know each other, but they're trying to, you know, go to physicality first. And I feel like if you haven't had that foundation, like mentally, you're like actually know each other for a little bit. I'm not saying wait, you know, a long time, but at least like get to know whose favorite food is which, you know. But yeah, I feel like she was just, you know, doing a little bit too much too quick. But I mean, that's neither here nor there.
Oh, well, it has been shown in the American version. I don't know too much about Australia version, but in the American version, sometimes the ones that are doing good in the beginning, they end up being the ones that, having the most problems. But I want to know from you, Tyler, what's your...
This is actually my favorite couple on the show, just because of their chemistry. Well, first of all, let me just put this on out there. I feel like everyone's, not y'all, but just in general, we always tiptoe around this issue. Who doesn't love a good-looking couple? Like, that's one of the things that you kind of always root for. It's a little cliche-ish, but I feel like that's what we're all rooting for. We're all looking for someone to kind of be like our... I feel like my thing is like unbalanced. Sorry, it's annoying me. I feel like everyone is looking for like their, you know, every pot to every lid, the person that compliments you the best. And I feel like this is a great compliment. Like they both look great. Neither one is more attractive than the other. So they compliment each other well. There is this physical sexual attraction, which I have come to learn is very, 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 very important in a relationship. For some, because in order for us to get to everything else sometimes, I have to at least know that the one thing we don't have to worry about is our sexual connection. Like if I am not attracted to you, the communication doesn't matter, the honesty does, all this other stuff doesn't matter. For me, it kind of starts there. Yes, I want more than that. Of course, I'm not shallow and only want looks and all of that stuff. But it's imperative that the person that I'm with is... I'm sexually attracted to. And so the fact that they have that, it makes me hopeful. I was in a relationship, a great relationship, for 6 years, and we had a lot of issues from time to time. But the one thing that we never had issues with was this area, the physical attraction. And sometimes when you're mad at each other, the one thing that pushes you through all the BS.
See, I'm glad that you brought up attraction, because this one couple, this next couple, Tosh and Amanda, so... let's get into it, because that's clearly a big factor in their relationship. Now, with their wedding, it was beautiful at first. We have Tosh, she's a bartender, 31, and Amanda, 34. She does, I believe, personal training. And at first that they are attracted to each other, Amanda has this great speech, had Tosh put her hand on her heart, said, "Do you feel that? Do you feel that energy?" And they had it. They had it there. And then
she had it.
She had it. But at first, right. I thought they, initially, I thought that they both had it.
Right.
And I thought that Tasha's bridesmaids were being haters. Okay.
Oh, that's, my gosh.
That's
I hate
what
her
I thought, because her bridesmaids clearly were not messing with Amanda talking to the parents first. And clearly they heads up, they butt. So I want to know what you guys' thoughts on the marriage from the reception. Like, I want to know your guys' thoughts on that. Tyler, you already sounded like you had something to say. Let's go.
Right. Well, no, I absolutely agree with you. I do not like, so that couple and the couple that we'll talk about in a minute, I do not like, when sometimes you have horrible friends and you have people that you have classified as friends who aren't really your friends. And I understand, in this particular situation, maybe they're being a little overprotective, but this whole idea of, oh, well, you got to go through me or us to get to her, that is not kind of, that's not how this works. Like, when you're a kid, like teenage and lower 20s, like, your friends are everything. And sometimes you do put your friends in the mix of your relationship, and you soon quickly learn that you should not do that. And you also quickly learn that you don't put, if you're somebody that you're, especially if you're getting married to, you do not put your friends before the person that you're getting married to, because at the end of the day, your friends are going to have their own life. When it's 2 o'clock in the morning and something goes wrong and you call your best friend, oh, but your best friend has a husband or wife, some kids, he or she has to get up in the morning to go to work, that best friend is not going to answer your call or come out and save you at 2 o'clock in the morning. Who's going to do that? Your significant other, whether that's your boyfriend or girlfriend or your husband or wife. Like, that's the person that you can count on. And so I just really, as you see, I did not like her friends at all.
And Amanda was open. I do understand that Amanda was talking about her connection with her ex, but she was very clear that she chose to do the experiment over her ex. And I want to know what you think about that, Elgin.
They cat.
You and this cat.
Okay. That's like his favorite word.
I really have, like, it really has been my favorite word to use lately. I don't know why. But the reason I say that is because I don't know, Tasha or Amanda, which is which. Tasha's the
bartender,
right?
Tasha,
yeah.
Tasha's
right.
The one with the tattoos, yeah.
Okay. So Tasha, like, she kind of played herself in front of everybody when they had that sit down at the dinner table, because she was saying the attraction was there the first night at the wedding and then it wasn't. And I feel like that's what happened with a lot of those people, is because they were so enamored by, like, the visuals of the wedding, and their feelings were confused because of just, like, all this maybe, like, positivity or like, the illusion that this was going to work on that first day was just so amped up. And then when they finally came down off of that high, everything is like, well, damn, am I really actually attracted to this person? And I feel like with Amanda, she I feel like she's all in, and then Tasha's like kind of half in. But I feel like Amanda did kind of come off too strong with all the speech and just coming at her real quickly, because I feel like there, everyone on the show is in a position of, like, we really have to think things through. Like, we're in a crazy situation. I feel like Tasha is that person that's like, okay, we kind of have to take it slower because this is a really awkward situation. But Amanda's like, she wants to be direct to everything. And I feel like they're on different levels in terms of what they want. And because they are, it kind of clashes. And even Tyler saying that point, I'm glad that he brought that up with, like, the sexual attraction. You kind of saw that because they didn't meet eye to eye, they were communicating way off from each other. And every single conversation that they had broke down, which is why they moved out in separate rooms. So that was really crazy to see that. And I didn't think about that until you brought up that point. So,
Can I just say, like, one thing, like, is it just me? So the show is called Married at First Sight, right?
Yeah.
So doesn't the whole idea of taking things slow, that goes out the window. So you do not right. come on the show to take it slow. So if you're not ready to fully open yourself up, if you're not ready mm-hmm. to fully, for real, go on a honeymoon with somebody that you just went, that you just met, mm-hmm. this isn't the show for you. So I just, once again, living your truth and be honest, I don't have the patience or the energy to hear you trying to fumble and figure out, well, I don't really know, and I wish we could take it slow. Ma'am, this is Married at First Sight. This is not the dating game. This is not like some other dating show where you have time to figure it out. Like, no, this isn't the show for that. So
since we're already getting into the honeymoon, let's just off the bat, we already established Tasha's not attracted to Amanda, okay? Like,
and Amanda's...
I'm a little confused.
Right, how are you not attracted to Amanda? Like,
I'm a little confused. But basically, she makes things a little worse because they had a date set up and Tosh kind of left Amanda hanging, wondering where the heck is Tosh. And Amanda was so nice enough to have a second date with Tosh and actually meet up with her. Thank God Tosh showed up to that date. And she was actually upfront with how she feels, telling her that she is not ready, like she's not attracted to her anymore. She doesn't know what happened. She just woke up not attracted to her. I don't know.
Something happened.
I don't know what.
I wonder if they like hooked up on their honeymoon. Because Tosh could be she could be a predator in the sense that once she got it, you know, the heat of the moment and the excitement of it all. Because we all know people. Thankfully, I'm not one of those people. But we all know people that that will say all the right things, that will go as far as to even marry you just to get what they want, and then they're out.
Mm.
And Tosh could be one of those people. And, you know, I'm not going to say that. That's incriminating.
Well,
but
Amanda wanted to work it out with Tosh. And Tosh was saying, basically, I don't want to feel forced. So I want to know from you, Elgin, as far as what do you think about that? Like, as far as their relationship goes, do you feel like Amanda was pushing it when she said she wanted to stay in the room with Tosh to work things out as a couple?
So here's the thing, because it's like, nah, like, my answer is going to be like, hell yeah, like, you shouldn't be in that room. She said no, because at the end of the day, it's like, if somebody say no, what else could you do? Like, if you advance forward, they're like, okay, you love some predator type stuff. So, like, what you doing? What you doing? But at the same time, it's just like, it's so ironic because you came on this show, like, full-fledged to be, you know, put your heart out there. So it's kind of making you look crazy because here you are on a show that encourages you to do stuff like that, but then you're not really doing it. But I'm like, who decided to leave the room in the first place? Was it Amanda?
Yeah.
Amanda was the one that decided to leave first, yeah.
Or was it Tosh?
It was Amanda that decided.
Okay, and then she wanted to come back.
Mm-hmm. She needed that space. She needed to come back. She got rejected. Okay.
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't want to sleep in a room though if someone says they're not attracted to me.
Listen, so, once you say that.
But that whole interaction.
Okay.
It's a wrap.
We're done. We have nothing to talk about.
Okay, Bob, we don't got to do this no more. We don't. I'll find someone that is attracted
right.
to me.
Thank you so much.
The moment you say no.
Thank you so much for your service.
I wish that Tosh had been, and I understand sometimes you have to come to your feelings a little bit later. You have to kind of figure things out, so I get it. And I appreciate the fact that she was finally honest and she stuck to her guns. And when she said it, she meant what she said. And I appreciate that. And that's when I kind of flipped from being all Team Amanda to slightly being a little bit Team Tosh, because Amanda went into more of a desperation mode, which is what a lot of these couples are doing, which I can't stand. Like, you cannot be desperate in your mind when you're looking for love or when you're open for love, because when you're desperate, you make horrible decisions. You make decisions that are, and it's not just like, oh, one bad, it's a decision that you're gonna have to undo a whole bunch of stuff to try to fix. So I didn't like the fact that Amanda came off desperate and she was ultimately begging almost Tosh to like make this work. And I'm sorry, under no circumstances. I don't care if we just met, if we've been together for 25 years. We can be together 50 years. If you tell me, the Tyler Tyson, I'm no longer attracted to you, or I never was attracted to you, or my feelings for you have changed, I don't know if I can come back, or anything in that category, we're done. What are we, what? I'm not wasting my time anymore. Like, I just can't. I check out. Like, the moment you tell me that,
I don't think Amanda was desperate. I think she was kind of in the mindset of, she left her ex for you. She got married. Like, because some people, like, you know, with marriage, it's a huge thing. Like, so she's putting it all on the line, all her heart out there. So I think she's kind of thinking, like, no, this gotta work. This has to.
It doesn't. My
family clearly, like, doesn't like me because she's mentioned her family.
This is all I got.
Her. So I think she's just trying to make it work. I'm Team Amanda and Tosh. Get it together, okay? Because Amanda is great. Amanda's great.
She is great. I love Amanda, but you can't make it work with somebody who says they're not into you. What? There's nothing to make work. You're trying to make scrambled eggs, and the eggshell is open, and there's no egg on the inside. How can we make scrambled eggs with just the shell? We can't. So when they tell you that they don't love you, or they're not into you, throw that eggshell away and go get you another egg out the carton.
Well, I want to see what you guys think of this next couple. I'm about egg yolks. Let's see if this egg match, okay? Natasha and Mikey, okay?
Let me get my note.
All right.
Oh, he got Natasha... notes for this one.
Oh, trash. That's what I had.
No, because me and LJ, I have already been debating about this.
We just started,
so
like...
Natasha is the strong businesswoman, okay? And all she is looking for is a nice, strong business man to be her equal. She's used to dating older men, and by older, I mean by 20 years older. And now she just wants to settle down and find her equal. And the experts thought they found it in Mikey, okay, who's taking over his family's clinic, okay, boss man.
That's an admirable job, by the way.
So he making that money. He's definitely at the top with that business, okay, Mikey? I don't know if this works out, but if it's, I don't know. But all I'm saying is they met at the wedding, and obviously, like everybody else, it's always beautiful at first. At first.
I hate her friends.
Okay. Mikey, really? Because Mikey.
I hate her friends. Once again, her friends are that one guy that was in the audience of her wedding, he is complete and utter garbage.
Oh, yeah.
You do not, You do not say, oh, she's going to eat him alive. Oh, like, you do mm-hmm. not bash the groom. Now, granted, I don't know if he could hear him or not, but you just
he
don't.
He was loud. Like, I thought he could hear him because the first
where
thing
is your
he
class?
Said is, oh, no, she's not. He's not going to.
She's not good
he's
enough.
Not gonna like him. Yeah.
Yeah. No, sir, you are classless and trash, as Elgin said earlier. So that's one of those toxic friends that she needs to throw away. Low key, slightly high key. Old girl is kind of toxic also. So I understand why they're friends. It makes sense why she and that guy are friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, not wrong. Like, he's a little timid in certain areas. I mean, on their honeymoon, they were going down a whole mountain. And Mikey told her to go first, okay? And she went first. She did the lead. And she was like, okay, you got it, hun. Instead of laughing at him for being scared, because he was scared. Let's be honest. He was scared, okay? So she was cheering him on. Then she was just worried about, is he going to live up to that, you know, take the lead? Is he going to be able to do that? And he thought she was high maintenance.
Yeah.
They're both not thinking in the same, they're both not on the same page with each other, basically. Mm-mm. But he showed her when he went down that skiing mountain and he rocked it and killed it. And lastly, they end up nicely in bed cuddling. So clearly they worked it out.
I like Mikey.
They didn't work it
I
out.
I like Mikey.
Elgin, what you got to say?
I like Mikey too. I just don't like Natasha very much.
I don't like Natasha at all.
Yeah, not
why?
At all.
Why? Tell us why.
Toxic friends, and when you have toxic friends, like the birds, whatever, flock together. Y'all know that
birds
phrase.
Of a feather, birds of a feather flock together. Not, absolutely.
Flock together, right? But not only that. The thing is this is what I get annoyed with. People like Natasha. So they say they want one thing and then their mind changes at the flick of a second. Like, she wanted an alpha guy, but then he does something that like changes her mind. She'll be like, you know what, he seems all right. But then he does something wrong again. It's just like, what do you want? And then my thing is like, why are you so worried about an alpha male when you should be figuring out whether he compliments you and whether you guys have the same or the same drive, because you're focusing so much on one aspect that and at the end of the day really doesn't even matter as much. And I think that's her problem. You're looking for all the wrong things when you should be trying to figure out if this person is actually compatible with you on a spiritual and a mental level.
Great.
And you really don't know what you want at the end of the day. So it's like, well, what do you want?
Come on, LJ, you better drop these gems and preach. I love
that. I'm gonna let you go, Tyler, before I go off. Hold up.
Yeah. No, I agree with what Elgin said. So my biggest thing along with what Elgin said, also, any woman that has to constantly announce that she is an alpha female, or constantly announce that she is a boss, or constantly announce that she's independent, or whatever adjective she wants to use to describe herself, usually that means that there's something else going on there, and she's not as strong, not as solid, not as all of the fill in the blank that she's amping herself up to be. And that goes for men or women. That's not just for women only. Anytime somebody has to amp themselves up, that's because they're trying to convince you to believe what they're saying, because they don't really believe what they're saying either. Because if they really were, if you're a boss, you don't have to announce it. You don't have to run off your resume every 5 minutes. You don't have to say, oh, I'm used to high profile this, I'm used to that, I'm used. You don't have to do that every 5 minutes. Once or twice when somebody, for this show, because you know you do the confessionals, I get it. But every 5 minutes, and I know some of it is editing, but some of it isn't. I just don't think that she is the boss that she really is. I know too many people that have done reality shows, and
don't say no names. Hold on.
75%.
Right. Well, I ain't got no
75% of everything that they say on the unsaid reality shows is lies. And the producers know their lies and they go along with it just for the reality of it. These reality shows are not reality at all. Mm-hmm. And so to me, this woman just screams She's not a boss. She's not independent. She's a woman with severe daddy issues that is looking for somebody to take care of her. And she's doing it under the smokescreen that I'm a boss so that I can attract the man who's financially stable so that I don't have to worry about money, because probably she's had money issues most of her life. That's just my
And not to kick her while she down, because I don't even try to save her. I don't know why I got that feeling. But also at the same time,
not to kick her while we're like down, that. But we're going to stomp on her real quick before she gets back
up. Throwing something at her.
Just real quick. But at the same time, people like her and the friends that people have like that, they are never going to win in life, because they're hype men, and they're going to make you believe that you're that boss, and when reality you're not. And that's going to mess up your relationships, because you got people who really aren't here for you intentionally messing up your life, because they make you have a mindset to believe that you're something that you're really not, where you should be looking for the right things instead of what they're telling you.
You don't believe your own. The best word someone ever told me, you never believe your own hype, no matter what, whether it's as a host, whether it's as your looks, what your accomplishments, you don't believe your own hype. You let other people hype you up. If you do something great enough, they'll hype you up. You don't have to hype yourself up. Real quick, the chat room 42420 said, I don't like them at all. It's trash and fake. And 42420 also said, they are both bad. Mikey is also bad.
Yes, because you guys are just knocking just Tasha down. Mikey started calling her all high maintenance, saying like, oh, she just wants the attention. But it's like, you had the option to go first, and you told her to go first down the mountain. So she's not looking for attention. You just aren't taking the lead, okay? And I don't have a problem with, you know, a woman that just wants a strong business mindset, man. And I feel like when I was watching it, she was saying it to in the interview, but she wasn't never saying it to him. If anything, all I was seeing was she was cheering him on, just kept rooting for him, just trying to get him to be up there. And he was all scared, like, I'm just scared if she might be too much, like we might not be into the same thing, blah, blah, blah. And mind you, she did not want to go in that cold. She was not ready for the cold, okay? But she still put on her big girl pants and went in that cold and did the activities, okay?
But they did the same thing. So, like, everybody has their thing. Like, everyone's not going to like heights. Everyone's not going to like the cold. Everyone's not going to like water. Like, everyone has their thing that they don't like. He didn't particularly like being up on the edge of a cliff, having to jump off the edge with a string. I don't think I would particularly like it either.
But he judged her, though. But he judged her because she liked it.
She judged him.
Because he wasn't taking the lead. He wasn't taking the lead at all.
They hadn't gotten to an activity yet where he felt comfortable enough to take the lead. And when they got to skiing, now he feels comfortable. He takes the lead. You just have to wait for people to find, like, this is the part where we're getting to know each other. You just have to find out what this person's thing is. So there's no judgment. He shouldn't have judged her. She shouldn't have judged him, because they both were waiting for the moment to let themselves shine. And they both got the opportunity to do so.
Well, and furthermore, you know, their relationship goes, because they did end up on a good note, cuddling up in bed. They said they got to know each other more on a higher note. So we'll see where their relationship goes later on. Let's get into this next couple, because I already know he'll just, he could go all day with just Vanessa and Chris, you guys. So Vanessa all is the one who had the skin condition and everything, and she was used to be bullied, and she's a pharmacy manager, and she's just looking for a man that will accept her for her. And
I do not remember them. Are they forgettable? I do not remember Vanessa.
Yeah, they kind of are.
They're mostly like short in the honeymoon line and stuff. Like theirs was mostly like really brief and short. Vanessa's the one who had the extra acne condition.
I vaguely remember that. I remember the acne a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then Chris, he is a youth, like a youth instructor for a disability.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so they thought like he would be a good match for her. Keep in mind, he's a single father. So we have another father up in here. And she just was looking for a man that will love her just for her, without all the makeup, because she's used to being bullied and everything. And she's also said her relationships hasn't went well either. And they are on two completely different planets, because at the wedding, while he's here thinking like, man, she's gorgeous, man, she's pretty, she's thinking like, oh, I don't think he's attracted to me. Oh, right. I remember that part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, she's just really, her friend Simone at the reception had to tell her, like, I don't think you're seeing it right. I think he is attracted to you.
Yeah.
And when she tries to get that confirmation at the end, she's just waiting. And I love the editor for this. They have beautiful music playing as if he was going to say, I like you or I'm attracted to you. Boom, he drops it on her. I have two kids. I'd like to know that.
Yo.
I want to know what y'all think of the wedding and the reception on this one.
You want to go first?
Mine will be brief because they are very forgettable, so my response won't be too long. But I feel like they're like that neutral couple that probably because they haven't got that much screen time, because they aren't really... they haven't been too good or too dramatic with a lot of things. So they're just probably that neutral couple. And they're like my second favorite couple. So,
yeah, I was going to say, once again, here's a couple where I feel like they're equal as in terms in the looks department, like neither one outshines the, it's like a great looking couple together. Mm-hmm. And it breaks my heart anytime I hear, because I have a couple friends that have dealt with acne issues in the past, and it breaks my heart to see people deal with acne issues, because I can only imagine when your face, because sometimes the only thing, your hair isn't working, you don't like your clothes, like your shoes may be dirty, whatever, sometimes all you have left is this.
Yeah.
And if this is like letting you down or you don't feel comfortable with your face, like that's just a horrible, horrible, horrible feeling. So this entire, the one thing I do remember when you said the acne, it all kind of came back. The one thing I remember is feeling bad for her the entire time, because here's this amazing ceremony, here's this amazing guy, and it's just all she feels is that, oh, I don't think he's into me. Before she even gave him really a chance, she was saying, oh, I don't think he's into me. And he, to me, gives like typical guy, because unfortunately, guys don't shoot me. Guys are dumb. So, like, we're very basic a lot of times, and we don't do...
Hey, you didn't have to agree.
No. we don't pick up on signs. Like, if we need to always kind of be in tune and pay attention to, like, oh, well, she's kind of like closing herself off, and, you know, figure out why and do things to kind of make her open back up when you see her closing herself off. And he was so into the ceremony and everything, he didn't pick up on any of that. And he may just be a guy that's never going to pick up on it. But that's like what I really remember from their situation. I just felt sad the whole time.
I like Vanessa because I could relate to her, because I have eczema, but eczema could go away. Hers,
right, it comes and
like,
goes.
Hers acne cannot. But I was like, wow, I feel you, girl. Like, I feel you. Like, you want that guy to like you for you. Yeah. And I just hope throughout, because we haven't seen her. We haven't seen her show her true face. I think every time she's been with him, she's just been wearing makeup. I'm waiting for that moment to where she completely takes off her makeup in front of him. And he seems like the type of guy that would still be like, I'm still into you. Like, I still like you. And we got a little bit of confirmation that she really needed on the honeymoon, when they went on that plane ride and then they were on the beach. And then he finally said, I'm attracted to you. I think he caught on a little bit that she needed that affirmation. And I think that's like the five love languages, part of the five love languages. Mm-hmm. She needed that affirmation. No.
Yeah.
Are you attracted to me? I know you like my personality, but how do you feel about me? Like, outside.
Yeah. Same. So I agree.
Let's move on to our saucy couple, you guys. Haley and David, our last out of the six couples. Haley and David. So Haley is the ex-drug addict who is now doing training. She's fit, and she's a finance broker, okay? So she turned it all the way around. And then they have her going with David, who used to be a professional boxer. And now he's doing a truck driving. He wants to have a more relaxed type of job. And their wedding is great per usual, but the audience is not per usual because his parents is not feeling Haley at all. They said it's not at all, totally putting her down. And then we get to the honeymoon also, to where the parents were also right, because we find out that even though David's okay with her being an ex-drug person, a drug addict, you know, she's not as okay with their job and finance situation with him being a truck driver. Yeah, and also we've also find out that the experts kind of ignored David a little bit when he mentions that he does not like smoking, and she loves smoking. So, and they thought, the producers thought it would be a great way to make up, you know, by bringing out a box full of questions. Yeah.
They set them up big time.
Yeah, they played their life.
Ooh, couple, what do you guys think? Let's go. Tyler, what's up?
I don't like Haley just because she hurt this man's pride. And once you damage a man's pride, there really is no coming back from that. That's one of those, once it's gone, it's kind of gone. You can come back from, but it's very, very difficult. And the way that she went about it, the way she conducted it, how callous she is with her comments. Like, I understand, there's one thing to be honest. I am Mr. Wave the honesty flag. Like, I am always going to give you my honest thoughts, feelings, and emotions and everything, but I'm never going to be rude, disrespectful, mean, or any of those other adjectives. And she, I don't think intends to, but she comes off that way. She's very brash. She's very cold. She's very callous. It's like, well, this is what I said. She constantly overtalks him when he's at a point where he's conveying his feelings, like, hey, this cut me deeply, which means, oh, I just need to sit here and listen and figure out how I can, you know, make this better. But instead she gets defensive and she's cutting him off, and it just snowballs from there. So yeah, I'm not a fan. Mm-hmm.
Okay, go on, Elgin.
They on a highway to hell.
Oh. Yeah. I agree. That's
disaster.
Disaster city. And that's absolutely. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And 420 agrees with you. They're headed for disaster.
Yeah. This is one of the, unfortunately, I believe this is the wild card couple that producers choose, knowing that they're not going to work out, and purposely puts them together to make a good show. That's what I think, as far as with this couple. I don't see it working out at all, but we will see moving forward, okay? Before we leave off, I do believe we have some news and gossip.
We don't. No, I'm playing. Yeah, so.
No, he didn't. Elgin.
So we have a couple of previous cast members and experts on Married at First Sight giving their opinions and voicing their solidarity for the Black Lives Movement, Matters Movement. And the first person that we had was Kate Sisk, who was on the season 8 season of Married at First Sight. And she gave a couple of her opinions, basically stating that if you're for All Lives Matter, or you keep saying that quote, you really need to dig deep and find out the true reason for why people are saying Black Lives Matters as opposed to All Lives Matter. So that was pretty good that, you know, there are allies on this show that aren't people of color, but still have the common sense to know that Black Lives Matter is the correct statement and not All Lives Matter. And then moving on to that, we have one of the experts on Married at First Sight, Pastor Cal, give just a quick message for a couple weeks ago when there was a blackout on Instagram for that. And then we have Shanice on there on Instagram. She was previously on a season of Married at First Sight and is on Couples Cam right now, giving her opinions on the Black Lives Matter movement and standing in solidarity for her people. And that is it on the news and gossip.
All right.
Yes. All right, Elgin. Don't forget to support Black Lives Matter, because we do. All right, you guys. Unfortunately, that is all the time that we have. But before we go, Tyler, let us know where we can find you.
Well, you can get your entire life following me on all social media at The Tyler Tyson, T-H-E Tyler Tyson.
Elgin?
Y'all can catch me on the Instagrams and on the Twitters and maybe on the TikToks. I really don't know. At Elgin_ball.
And you guys can follow me on all social media at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A 914. Thanks for joining us.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.